New spectroscopic confirmations of Lyman $alpha emitters at Z$SIM7 from the LIGO survey, by Santosh Harish et al. We report spectroscopic confirmations of 15 Lyman alpha galaxies at Z$approximately at light year 7, implying a spectroscopic confirmation rate of approximately at light year 80% on candidates selected from LIGO Lyman alpha galaxies in the epoch of Ryanization, which is the largest 24-degree-squared survey aimed at finding Lyman alpha emitters LAEs at Z$approximately at light year 7 using deep narrow band imaging from DECAM at CTIO. LAEs at high redshifts are sensitive probes of cosmic ryanization, and narrow band imaging is a robust and effective method for selecting a large number of LAEs. In this work, we present results from the spectroscopic follow-up of LIGO candidates in two LIGO fields, Cosmos and WIDE-12, using observations from Keck, LRIS. We report the successful detection of LIGO alpha emission in 15 candidates, 11 in Cosmos and 4 in WIDE-12 fields. Three of these in Cosmos have matching confirmations from a previous LIGO spectroscopic follow-up and are part of the overdense region, LIGO Z70D1. Additionally, two candidates that were not detected in the LRIS observations have prior spectroscopic confirmations from Magellan. Including these, we obtain a spectroscopic confirmation success rate of approximately at light year 80% for LIGO LIGO candidates. Apart from Li alpha, we do not detect any other UV nebula lines in our LRIS spectra. However, we estimate a 2 sigma tera upper limit for the ratio of NV, Li alpha, F_NV, F_L year alpha less e meter 0.27, which implies that ionizing emission from these sources is mostly dominated by star formation. Including confirmations from this work, a total of 33 Li sources from LIGO are now spectroscopically confirmed. LIGO has more than doubled the sample of spectroscopically confirmed Li sources at Z$approximately at light year 7. This was new spectroscopic confirmations of Lyman $alpha emitters at Z$SIM7 from the LIGO survey, by Santosh Harish et al.